thank you for calling in today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day 7 in our 7-day series. But today is our last day, and the series is titled Coming to God the Way He Demands. And we're looking at how we're to come to God, what the scriptures say about us coming to God. And maybe there's other points that could be brought in here. I'm not really sure. I can't really think of any, but maybe you do. And this might not be a thorough coverage of this, how we are to come to God. But the first day we looked at that we are all sinners. And the second day we saw that we need a Savior. And Jesus is the only Savior. No one comes to the Father except through Him. And the third day we saw how faith in God, faith in Jesus, and faith in all that He is, all that He has done, and believing in the work of Christ that He did on the cross. And so that was the third day, believing in God. Fourth day we looked at repentance and how that's necessary for salvation. The fifth day we looked at counting the cost, talking about how we are, it's not just a light decision, but this is really counting the cost, whether I'm willing to give up my own life, myself, and that I really do count the costs here. And then last time we looked at receiving the Lord Jesus and receiving Him into our heart, making Him our Lord and Master and boss, and also praying. As we receive Him, we pray and we ask Him into our life. He says that a father doesn't, if his son asks for a fish, he doesn't give him a scorpion or a serpent and all of those things. And how much more will God give to us His Holy Spirit if we ask Him? So ask Him to come into our life. And then today what we're going to be looking at is confession. And this is another very important part of coming to God the way He demands. It says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Here again, that's Romans 10, 9 and 10. So we see that confession is very important. You cannot be a true Christian and keep it a secret. You need to confess your faith in Jesus with your mouth. And we're not to be ashamed of Him. If we're ashamed of Him, He's going to be ashamed of us before the Father. So He wants us to open our mouths. He wants us to tell people that what we have done, what we have we've received Christ into our life. We made Him our Lord and Savior. We made Him our Master. We made Him our boss. And so we confess Him before others. We open our mouth and tell people that. It says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if you've been listening these last 7 days, the last 6 days and today also, if you've been listening and you are not saved and you want to come to God the way He demands, if you really want to be saved, then in a heartfelt prayer, tell God that you agree with Him, that you are a sinner, and you deserve to go to the hellfire for all eternity. Beg for His forgiveness. Beg for His mercy. Tell Him that you believe in Jesus Christ, who came in the flesh as both God and man, and the only Savior. Tell Him that you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, and then confess your sins in detail to Him. Don't hide anything. Don't cover anything up. He already knows what you've done. So you even make a list, but all of your sins, anything that you can think of, confess that before Him in detail. Ask Him to forgive you and cleanse you from your sin. Tell Him that you will repent and from every known sin you are doing, and that you will turn from any sin. Any sin that He shows you in the future. Tell God that you are willing to give up your own will, to do His will, and that you will serve him faithfully no matter what happens to you. Ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit so you can live a fruitful life. If you pray a prayer similar to this and mean it with all your heart, you will be saved. Jesus said in John 6:37, "He that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." That is a promise made by the living God. So you can know that you are saved if you come to God the way he demands. If you come to him on his terms, you can know that you're saved. Romans 8:16 says, "The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." That's the Holy Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If you have that witness in your spirit, then you can know you're saved. And also in 1 John 5:13, it says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." So the writer there, that's 1 John, so the writer John, he said that he's written the book of 1 John, the things that he's written, so that we might know that we have eternal life, and that we might believe on the name of the Son of God. And I just encourage you to read the book of 1 John and look at all of the things that he lists up there as what a child of God, what walking in the light looks like. Chapter 1, verse whatever, 5 or 6, it says, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." And so what does it look like to walk in the light? What does it look like to be a child of the living God? Well, John gives you many things in that chapter, in that book. And he says there at the end of the book, he says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." The book of 1 John, that's what he's written unto us, "that you may know that you have eternal life." So if you truly make Jesus your Lord and Savior, tell someone, tell many people, "Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe." And you can also tell us. You can leave a message by pressing 99, and that brings you into our voicemail box, and you can tell us. But then also tell others that if you've received Christ into your life. God bless you. Thank you for listening this week.